Michael Lawrence, reading from his book Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring Jim Morrison.
I'm sitting in Venice at the table, going over some of my notebooks. It's my senior year at UCLA. Outside, the light is fading, and Morrison pops in. Felix has something special. Do I want to join him and Phil? Before time for second thoughts, Jim had charmed me into his fold. He had good timing that way. I was ready for a game. We were off on foot, scurrying across the alleys like Huey, Louie, and Dewey Duck, the cartoon images of a Disney world. On their way to the Andes to find the precious jewels hidden deep in the Inca caves. We scurried across bridges, past bungalow houses, amid a labyrinth of quaint structures. The glass chimes tinkled in the wind outside Felix's bungalow. We were on the canal off Howland Avenue. Jim softly knocked on the front door. The afternoon light was as tentative as his rapping. There was no answer. Jim went round the back. I looked into the patterns moving across the water in the canal. Jim returned. He nodded. We left quietly and quickly as we had come. Those few moments we spent circling outside on the veranda of Felix's bungalow, gazing at the water, created an unforgettable feeling as if I were in Kashmir, far away from LA, or this lifetime. It was a passing thought, a flash, and we were on the move again. Experience is a ball of string that each of us unravels. Fate, karma, destiny, character. It's all different for everyone. Would my own life be like my donating that painting to Jim's door? Did I expect, require, demand that every gesture I make be acknowledged, put in a museum? Isn't it all a museum? Aren't we under the cosmic umbrella? Where else is there to go? Vanity. Who said it? All is vanity. Life and the living of it is the thing, even if beauty needs a place to rest. I was on the move following Jim, mindlessly enjoying, not thinking about anything, just out playing with the boys.